Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so excited to be with you tonight. We want to invite you to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord with us. So go ahead and grab your Bibles, your pen, your paper. Open up your hearts and minds to hear and receive the Gospel Truth. And at this time, we're going to ask that Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer.
With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you and we humble ourselves before you and we give you thanks, oh God. We bless your holy name. We call upon you, Lord, to stop by just a little while this evening and bless our souls in
yes.
the name of Jesus.
And
Lord, pour out your spirit upon us, Lord. We need
yes.
a touch from you right now, oh God. We need you to move in a mighty way in the name of Jesus. Lord, send your anointing right now and destroy the oh. yokes of bondage. Oh, my God, let your anointing come upon us and let it abide on us, Lord, that we may minister according to your will and your way. In the
yes.
name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to touch, heal, and deliver. Look on all of those, oh, God, who are bereaved of their loved ones. And those who are close to them, my God, we ask that you will comfort and console them, Lord. There are many souls in grieving tonight, Lord, and we ask for comfort in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, for strength and for power for those, oh God, who are going through right now, feeling weak in the faith. Feeling like giving up, Lord Jesus. Give them strength and give them power. Help them, Lord, to keep on pressing on. We know you're able, Lord. Move in our midst, oh God. Send your power right now. Oh,
yes.
God. Work things out, Lord Jesus. Fix it for us, Lord. Touch somebody's heart. Break up the stony heart, Lord Jesus. Cause somebody to repent of their sins. Cause somebody to turn from their way of error. Cause somebody to see their need for you, Lord. We know you're able, my God. And we're asking that right now. While we're praying this prayer, oh, God, go into the hospital room, into the sick room, Lord. Oh, my Lord, and stand right by the sick bed, my God. And lay your hand upon them. Touch their bodies, oh Lord. Heal them and make them whole, my God. Restore their health and make them all over, Lord. If any have committed sins, let their sins be forgiven. Oh Lord Jesus, and have mercy upon them. We know you're able. We pray tonight, God, that you'll restore the backslider. Let somebody who's listening, who may have gone astray and backslidden on you, Lord. Give them a mind to return unto you, Lord. Touch their heart and help them to make it back, my God, before it's too late. Please, Jesus, have mercy tonight. We are waiting on you, oh God, for without you we can do nothing. And we pray, Lord, that you will bless this broadcast on tonight, that you will send your word, Lord, send your anointing upon the speaker, my God, and let your word have free course. Let everyone listening receive a blessing, oh Lord, and those who cannot hear spiritually, Lord God, I pray right now that you will open their spiritual ears that they may hear you speak unto them. Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy tonight and move, Lord. Have your way, my God. Let your will be done. We pray for those on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Oh, Lord Jesus, bless each and every one with whatever they are in need of. Oh, God, only you can do it. Only you, Lord Jesus. We're depending on you. And we are looking unto you. We are asking you, Lord, to please accept our prayer. And we ask it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And at this time, we're going to have the opening scripture, and I will be reading the 150th number of Psalms. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 150th number of Psalms.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that beautiful song being read by Sister Cheryl. And thank you again for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175, and the access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5, and 5 is F-I-V-E. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 319-527-6763. Or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, Title I School. And to visit the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission, you can go to 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey at 08096. I believe services are Sundays at 12 o'clock p.m., I believe, and on our broadcast nights as well, so Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Amen. And we want to read our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for Dr. Albert Tolbert, for Brother Steady Carr, Stephen Allen Sr., Charles Morris, Larry Denson, Sister Rhoda Kasenga, Ventria Blackshirt, Jermaine, Shirley, and Tawana Donaldson, Darla Merrill, Ornabellis, Ronald Edmond, Terrell Edmond, the Breeze Gordon and Anderson family, Sister White and her family, and all of the Bree families. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. We're going to ask if Evangelist Cynthia Edmond would give us a selection.
Hallelujah!
Glory.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Yes, Lord. Oh, glory to your name, Lord! Thank you, Jesus!
Hallelujah!
It just came to me to give God some praise today, to give him some thanks for all that he has done. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Jesus! I thank you, Jesus! Hallelujah!
Thank you, Jesus!
Yes, Lord, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord! I thank you for what you're doing now!
Praise the Lord.
Yes, he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes,
Yes.
And you walk on by and wag your head.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You might be in the same shoes one day.
Amen.
Amen. If you let go of God's hand.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You might be in the same shoes.
Yes.
Amen. That's why you don't wag your hand at nobody.
Amen.
You don't push your finger at nobody.
Amen.
You don't say, look what so-and-so done. Look what brother so-and-so done. He ain't right. What are you doing to help him get right?
Amen.
How are you helping him get right?
Amen.
You're not helping them.
Amen.
Amen. You're crushing them down the more.
Yes.
Amen. You're stirring up stuff.
Yes.
Amen. You're stirring up strife.
Amen.
You in Jesus, but that's not the way of God.
Amen.
That's not God's way.
No, it's not.
That's not the way God's people should be going.
Amen.
Amen. We should be upholding one another.
Amen.
Amen. People are in love more with the world than they are with the church world.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says a household of faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
But now they'll go out in the street and they'll love on them and
yes.
come back and hate on their brother.
Amen.
And it's all over the place like somebody's got a hope to them. And somebody's got a hope to you, all right. And it's not God's
Amen. Business.
God's spirit is not like that.
Amen.
He died for the whole wide world.
Yes, he did.
He laid down his life for you, you, and you.
Amen.
Amen. The bum on the corner.
Yes.
Hallelujah, the bum that's sleeping in abandoned houses.
Yes.
The drug addict.
Yes.
Hallelujah, the whoremonger.
Yes.
The whore's woman.
Yes.
Hallelujah, the drug dealer.
Yes.
God laid down his life.
Laid down.
He gave his son, Jesus.
Yes.
Amen, to lay down his life.
Yes.
Amen. I don't care who you are. Amen. God laid down his life for you, too.
Amen.
Amen. So we ought not to have respect to person in judgment. Amen. The Bible says you're guilty of the whole law.
Amen.
Amen. You might say, well, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. But if you have respect to persons when it comes to somebody else, your brother in Christ or somebody else, you're guilty of the whole law.
Amen.
Amen. You're guilty of the whole law.
Amen.
Amen. I thank God. I didn't know he was going this way.
Yes.
But God
That's
is
right.
good. Oh, God.
Yes, he is.
All the time, God. Good.
All the yeah, time.
Amen. We got to come by the word of God.
Amen.
How much you dance and shout. Yes, it's okay to praise the Lord.
Yes.
That's why we were created. We were created to worship God.
Amen.
We were created to hate one another.
No.
Amen. When God called his people together, he called us into love.
Yes.
Amen. Because God is love.
Amen.
And love is of God.
Amen.
So you love your brothers. You love God. The Bible said, how can a man love God whom he's never seen? But his
Amen.
Brother that he sees every day, he hates him.
Yes.
How great the love of God in you.
Amen.
He don't dwell in you.
Amen.
Amen. The love of God don't dwell in you. Because God is not like that.
No, he's
I
not.
I just told you, he don't have no respect to person.
Amen.
He sent his son Jesus to die for the whole wide world.
Whole world.
Not just for me.
Amen.
Amen. Not just for the sanctified ones.
Amen.
Amen. He died for the whole wide world.
Whole
and
world.
We were a part of the world.
Amen.
Amen. But he called us out.
Amen.
Amen. If you're not in the world, a part of the world, he called you out.
Yes.
Amen. Called you into holiness.
Amen.
Amen. And we must live by the whole Bible. He told Ezekiel that he's the whole
road.
Amen. That high school, little kids stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff we did in school,
Amen.
Amen. What did you say?
Yes.
Amen. That's called backbiting. You right?
Backbiting.
Talking behind somebody's back. You wait till they leave and you
Yes.
But when they confronted you, you had nothing to say.
Amen.
Hallelujah. White men.
Yes.
Not I.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The devil is a liar.
Amen.
And there's no truth in him.
Amen.
None at all.
Amen.
Amen. We're on the Lord's side.
Amen.
We don't act like the heathens in the streets.
Amen.
Amen. We don't act like the people of the world.
Amen.
Amen. We're supposed to be a follower of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. A follower of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That's what we're supposed to do.
Yes.
And Jesus, he was a good example.
Amen.
Amen. He loved everybody. He was healing the sick.
Yes, he was.
And them that were caught in sin, he was forgiving them. Hallelujah. You get caught in the sin that they didn't crush you down, throw you out of the church.
Yes.
You nothing.
Yes.
Don't nobody talk to you enough.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Separate themselves so completely from you.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
But the one you like, now committed adultery, fornicated,
mm-hmm.
went on back out in the world,
yes.
carrying on, and they still right. carrying their pipe.
Yes.
Still got their feet in the place.
Yes.
When they come in, they'll have to ask them up to their feet.
Yes.
Hey, Mother.
Yes.
Woo, Lord. Amen. Lord, somewhere somebody's going wrong.
Amen.
Somebody is going wrong.
Amen.
Amen. Because that's not according to the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. God is real.
He's real.
He's real, and he's not a play toy.
Amen.
Amen. We didn't come to play tonight.
No.
I sure didn't come to
Amen.
Play.
Amen.
And I didn't come to play nothing either. I didn't plan this.
No, it wasn't.
God,
right.
he knows all about
it. Amen.
Amen. He knows who's listening.
Yes.
Amen. He knows who he wants to hear it.
Yes.
Amen. But I don't know.
Amen.
I don't know.
Amen.
But God, he's real.
He's real.
Amen. We ought to get right, church.
Yes.
And let's go home.
Yes.
Amen. Our time is running out.
Yes. Running out.
There's no time for all this foolishness that's going on.
Amen.
Amen. When we first came to the Lord, we was anxious and we were rambunctious. We was excited to serve the Lord. We was excited to do for the Lord.
Yes.
We was excited to love one another. We wrapped our arms around one another.
Yes, we did.
We helped one another. We fed one another.
Yes.
We did all of this.
Yes.
Left in one another's house.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Who changed your mind now?
Yes.
Who has been with you?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Who changed your mind?
Amen.
You don't even want to see your brother and sister coming.
Amen.
And you see them coming, you turn in your head.
Yes.
Rolling your eyes. Who changed your mind?
Preach it.
Who turned you from the will of God?
Amen.
Amen. Who turned you from the will of God?
Amen.
You can't stand to see them coming now. You see them now. You've been here long enough now. You can't stand certain things.
Mm-hmm.
But when you first came, you was willing to take a lot of things.
Amen.
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 Love everybody, like I said.
Yeah.
Was humble.
Yes.
Amen. Now all haughty and lifted up.
Yes.
Can't nobody say nothing to you.
Amen.
Can't talk to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's
can't the truth. Reason with you.
Amen.
The Bible says, come let us reason together.
Yes.
Amen. Let's talk this thing out.
Yes.
Amen. Let's get this thing straight so we can go on and
yes.
on. You can't even do that now.
Amen.
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 You reasoning together as soon as you turn your back. Seven.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
No, they're saying
that. Yes.
The blood of Jesus is against you. It's not of God.
Amen.
It's not of God.
No, it's not.
People carrying around stuff all in their bosom. Amen. Just
yes.
carrying around year after year after year after year. Won't let it go.
Won't let it go.
Just won't let it go.
Mm-mm.
But they'll tell you, I don't have nothing against you.
Yes.
Ain't nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I love you.
Yes.
I love you. Because I know I can't get to heaven if I don't love you. Something is wrong somewhere.
Something is wrong.
Something has happened somewhere along the line.
Yes.
Amen. Because if you telling me you love me and you treat me any old kind of way,
mm-hmm.
something is wrong.
Yes.
Because I know what love feels like.
Amen.
I'm talking about true love.
True love.
Amen. True love from Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen. Just like a mother loved that child.
Yes.
Amen. A mother loved that child and reared that child up.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And tried his best to keep that from all kind of danger and trouble and everything.
Amen.
Amen. That's how you're supposed to love the saints.
Amen.
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 And the husbands are supposed to love their wives as Christ loved the church.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Glory,
be
glory,
willing
glory.
To do for their wives.
Yes.
Amen. Be willing to suffer for their wives.
Suffer.
Amen. They don't want to do that no more. They want the wife to suffer for them.
Yes.
Amen. They want the wife to go out there and labor.
Yes.
Amen. Go do all the work.
Yes.
While they lay up.
Yes.
Or they don't went somewhere. They owe somebody else's house. Wife at work. And they feed up on the coffee table.
Yes.
Amen. While the wife at work. Amen. God made the wife for a help me.
Yes, he did.
Amen.
Yes, he
and
did.
The Bible said man don't live by the sweat of his brow.
Yes.
Amen. That's what the man's supposed to do.
Yes.
Go out there and work.
Do the work.
Amen. I just thank God. I tell you, I didn't know this
That's
was coming.
All right. It's all right.
God, he's good anyhow.
Amen.
Amen. We got to love one another.
Amen.
Amen. Cut all this foolishness out because we ain't fooling nobody. We're not going to get to heaven like this.
Amen.
Not going to get to heaven.
Amen.
Taking your brother.
Amen.
No, you're not. You can't say, I can't stand them.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can't tell them you love them. And then when you see them, your whole countenance changed.
Yes.
You turned up. Something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You need to get that anger out of your bosom.
Amen.
But the Bible says anger resteth in the bosom of fools.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
And the Bible also said the king's wrath is as a wicked man, I believe it says. The king's wrath.
My Lord.
Amen.
Jeez.
You've ever seen a wrathful king?
All right.
Every time you turn around, he's full of wrath.
My Lord.
Amen. The king full of wrath.
Yes.
Just smiting everything around.
Yes.
Just hitting everything. Get out of my face. Get out of there. Wake this one. Sit him over in the dungeon. Sit him down there. Tear him up. Beat him. Do all that kind of mess.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You can't get nowhere like that.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. God, he
glory
is good.
To God. Yes, he
Amen.
Is.
He's good.
He's good.
We don't want all this stuff in us.
Amen.
Amen. We want to be able to praise the Lord freely.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let God have his way freely.
Amen.
Amen. No burdens like that on our shoulders.
Amen.
Amen. You know, if I came to my house every day and my mother was home and every time I came in, she whooping and yelling at me, I'll run away.
Yes.
I won't even come back. I don't want to hear that.
All right.
Every time I turn around, she's yelling at me for this. Yelling, I didn't even do nothing. I just came in the house and sat there.
All right.
And she's screaming at me.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't come back.
Amen.
Amen. I don't think I would come back. I'll hurry up to go sleep.
Yes.
Or hurry up and get my own place.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. How about the house of God?
Amen.
Every time you come into the house of God, somebody's screaming and yelling at you.
Yes.
Ah, 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 ah.
No.
No. Nobody wants to come in the house of God with that mess going on.
Amen.
Amen. We're not supposed to be doing that.
Amen.
No, we're not supposed to be doing that. Amen. We're supposed to be letting God have his way.
Yes.
We come to worship God.
Worship.
God. Worship him in spirit and in truth.
Lord.
Amen. Worship God.
Worship him.
Amen. That's the time when we all come together. Sisters and brothers in Christ,
Jesus.
When we all come into the building, we're supposed to enter into his gates with thanksgiving
yes.
and into his court with praise.
Yes.
And when we get in the house of God and we come together, we haven't seen each other all week. And when we come together, we're supposed to shoot forth that love.
Oh,
and we have that love like the Bible says.
Yes.
And come into the house of God and lift up the name of
Jesus
and praise God.
Praise
God. Because the Bible says God is not the author of confusion.
Amen.
In the churches.
Amen.
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 Amen. Somebody else has stirred up that confusion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the devil himself.
That's who it is.
That's who does that.
Amen.
Amen. Because he's a God of peace,
mm-hmm,
and of love. That's what he is.
Amen.
Amen. God is love.
Love.
Amen. He don't hate us.
No, he doesn't.
If he hated us, we wouldn't be here.
No.
Amen.
No.
Even when the people sinned against God.
Yeah.
And he began to give Noah to build the ark.
Yeah.
Because he knew that he was going to destroy.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
He loved himself that he gave him a chance.
Yes, he did.
Amen. He didn't say he hated them.
Yes.
But he said their sin stopped in his nostrils.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It stopped so bad, he hated the day that he made them.
Amen.
That's what he hated.
Amen.
Amen. So he began to destroy.
Yeah.
Amen. And he brought his son Jesus.
Amen.
He had to die for the sins of the world.
Yes, Lord.
And I'm so glad about it.
Amen.
I'm so glad.
So glad.
I'm so glad about it, because you're not going to find nobody that's willing to lay down their life for you today.
Amen.
Amen. They're not going to lay down their life. They're there fighting to the death.
Yes.
Amen. You'll have to kill them. Amen. I ain't dying for nobody.
Yes.
Yes. They'll run and leave you.
Yes.
That's what they do.
Amen.
Amen. But I thank God anyway. I'm coming on there.
You got plenty of time.
Amen. He had his way, and I'm glad about it.
Amen.
I'm glad about
too. What
God is doing.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I'm glad about it. I'm just
Amen.
Glad about what the enemy is doing.
Yes.
Amen. Trying to stop and block, clock block. That's what we used to call it. Trying to block everything, stop everything. You don't have the authority to do that.
Amen. Amen.
God didn't give you that authority.
No, he didn't.
He didn't give you that authority.
All right.
Amen. You just overstating your authority.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Stepping your bounds, but you need to get back. Because
yes.
God is going to mm-hmm. have his way.
Yes, he is.
He said, I will work, and who will let it?
Amen.
Who's going to stop God from doing what he wants?
Amen.
You can't stop God.
Amen.
Amen. You can't stop him.
Amen.
Amen. He's going to work. Amen. He's going to work. Whether
mm-hmm.
you want him to or not.
Yes.
Wherever he want to work.
Amen.
He might, it might not be where you think.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But he might send you somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. To work out your own soul salvation.
Yes.
Amen. Sometimes you got to run just like Jesus.
Amen.
He flew out of them and he flees from them.
Yes.
They got to kill him, and Jesus went running for his life.
Yes.
Wasn't
his time.
Amen. And
Amen.
It's not our time.
Amen.
It's not our time to sit down. It's not our time to give up. It's our time to get up and be about our Father's business.
Amen.
We don't have that much time left here. Amen. Wars and rumors of wars all around. Amen. People are dying off.
Yes.
Amen. It's time to get up and get busy for God.
Yes.
Amen. It's past time.
Mm-hmm.
It's past time. The years have gone by.
Yes.
Amen. And we're still almost in the same situation.
Amen.
Amen. Like I said, sometimes you have to go and run and save yourself.
Yes, you do.
Get away from all the mess.
Mm-hmm.
Get away. Go where you can hear God.
Yes.
Because you can't hear God with a bunch of arguing and fighting.
Amen.
You can't hear him speak.
Amen.
Amen. Sound like somebody outside fighting. You outside walking by and sound like they in there. Just a rumble going on.
Yes.
WWF. Amen. Slamming people down and carrying on.
Yes.
Cussing people out. That's what it sounds like.
My Lord Jesus.
Amen. Not supposed to sound like that.
Amen.
Amen. It's supposed to be a house of refuge.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. A place of refuge.
Amen.
A place where you can come and get refuge. Amen. I thank God for his word tonight.
Amen.
I thank God for the moving of his spirit.
Yes,
pray,
Lord.
My sons of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Did not our hearts burn within as he preached the word of God? Glory to
Amen.
God. I hope
yes.
somebody has heard this word and want to take it in. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to go get ready to go into prayer. Somebody might have been found in this word, but you want to make it right with God. Now is your time. And maybe there's something going on in your life or amongst you that you need to get straightened out with God. the Lord is here right now to deliver, to save, to heal, forgive, to blot out transgressions. He's here right now to deliver your soul. If you just take the word of God in, accept the word of God, whatever goes to you, accept it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we come before you. We pray, Lord, that you touch somebody's heart, touch somebody's mind, help somebody to receive your word. Help somebody to run for their life, calling on your name, seeking your faith. Help somebody to give up the world and the worldly ways. Help somebody to draw near to you in the name of Jesus. Help somebody to give up all. Help somebody to deny themselves and be willing to die for the word of God. Help somebody to do your will, to step up to the plate and do the will of God. Project the word of God. Be a witness for God. Draw closer to God that he may use you in his service. Hallelujah. If you need power, God is here right now to give you more power. If you need strength, he's here to give you strength. If you need healing, he's here to give you healing. Let him heal you, and you shall be healed. Let him bless you, and you shall be blessed. Let him save you, and you shall be saved. Give it to Jesus. Turn it over to the Lord, and let him work it out. He's here right now to deliver your soul. He's here right now to fix your situation. He's here right now. He's here. Turn it over to Jesus and let him work it out. He'll work it out for you. He'll fix the situation. He'll draw you closer. He'll give you the strength that you need to go through. And if you need to be saved, he will save you to the uttermost. Let Jesus for you on tonight. We thank God tonight for this prayer. Oh, my God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the speaker of the hour. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for how you took control. Thank you for how you led us here. Thank you for how you blessed us on the day. Thank you for the service. Thank you, oh Lord. Continue to bless. Save to the uttermost. In the name of Jesus, help us as the people of God to give your name to praise, to exalt you at all times, to lift you up. In the name of Jesus, for thou art worthy. We thank you for what you've done tonight. Oh, my God, I pray that you look on the speaker of the hour. Continue to send your anointing upon her. Help her to continue to preach your word. Go where you send her. Help her, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, to do your will. Oh, my God, bless and make a way for her. Open up a door. Have thine own way and let thy will be done. And we will give thy name the praise. We pray that you look upon this broadcast, that you will bless it, that you will increase, that you will look on this prayer mission, that you will bless the souls and give somebody a mind to want to be saved, yes, somebody to want to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Yes. We know you're able to do it, oh Lord. Add souls to this mission, yes, and we thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for what you're going to do. In faith, believe you, and we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to thy name. This prayer we pray, oh Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, that was an anointed message.
Yes.
The Lord took control.
Amen.
I'm glad about it. I'm glad God had his way. That's what we want. We want God to have his way, not us, not our way. People are having their way. They are saying what they want to say. They're doing what they want to do. They're acting like they want to act. But we want to act the way God wants us to act. We want to say what God wants us to say. We want to be what God wants us to be. Glory to God. We're seeking to please God, not men. We don't want to be no men pleasers. We want to do God's will and please God, just like Jesus did. He did the will of his Father, and he pleased his Father. That's what we want. We want to make it into the kingdom of God. Oh, Lord, teach us, oh, Lord, teach us. Teach us your will, and teach us how to serve you. Oh, my God, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, I thank you. I thank the Lord for this service on tonight. We had a wonderful time, and I'm going to tell you, we had a wonderful time on today. I'm telling you, the Spirit of the Lord began to move upon me, and he began to quicken me, and I said, yes, Lord. That was this morning. I began to get in my car. He told me what to do. I got in my car. I began to drive, and I was driving 75 to 80-something miles an hour before I knew it, and I made it to Christian Temple. Glory to God. And the Lord told me what to do when I got there. He told me to go into prayer. I began to get into prayer and pray unto the Lord. And the Lord began to touch me. Hallelujah. And after the prayer, I began to testify and tell the goodness of the Lord and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I began to go forth in a dance. That's what he gave me to do. Is anything wrong with that?
No.
No, there's nothing wrong with praising God. He said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. If the trees can praise God, if the rain can praise God, if the snow, the sleet, the sun, the moon can praise God, if the birds, the animals can praise God, what about me? There's no Bible that say I can't praise God. He said, let everything, I don't care what it is, if it got breath, let it praise him. And that's what I did. And you know, Satan, he didn't. Woo! No, he didn't like it. But I was glad. I was glad because I was able to feel the presence of the Lord. That's what I wanted. I tell you, God, he's real. He is real. I know Satan to do me harm, but God wouldn't allow it. He wouldn't. Amen. The Lord is on our side. He's on our side. If God be for us, who can be against us? Glory.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. He's on our side. Oh, we got to be careful how we treat God's people.
Amen.
We got to be careful. Glory to God. The Bible says, you know, the word of God said, be careful how you entertain strangers.
Amen.
Because some have entertained strange angels unaware.
Amen.
We got to be careful how we treat the people of God. We got to be careful. Because the people don't belong to us. These people don't belong to you, pastors. They don't belong to you, elders. They don't belong to you, missionaries. They belong to God. They are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Glory to God. And God will fight for his people. Amen. You ain't got to worry. You can get up and say, this one ain't right, that one ain't right. But they still belong to God.
Amen.
You could treat them any kind of way. Amen. I guess I better come on in. I tell you, the preacher done already
put it in.
It's got me stirred up. I'm telling you, the people of God being treated any kind of way, it shouldn't be. Praise the Lord. Whatever happened to taking them in counseling, whatever happened to calling them aside and tell them, glory to God, they don't do that no more. They just come out and blurt out whatever they want to hear, say, rumors, whatever they want to hear. They're waiting to hear the rumor. They're waiting to hear some whispering. They're waiting to hear what somebody told them. And then they'll come bringing it back. You better be careful because some of these rumors are lies. And you repeating a lie.
Lies.
People repeating a lie. I'm going to stop because I tell you, it's so much in the Word of God. And we done got so far away, it's a shame. We done got so off course that we can't even treat the people right. But I just thank God for this word on tonight. This evangelist preached under the anointing. She preached the word of God. I wish everybody in this world could have heard that on tonight. But I believe, man, the ones that he wanted to hear it got it. So I thank the Lord for this word. And at this time, we're going to turn this part of this, the broadcast over to Evangelist Hameen that she may have remarked, and any other evangelist or minister, or pastor, whoever is on the line that want to give remarks. If you want to come on the line, if you heard this message and you want to give witness to this word, you could dial in at 701-802-5175, and then you can key in the access number, which is 5847681#. Once again, that number is 701-802-5175, and the access code 47681#. Praise the Lord. Send it, Hameen. Amen. Praise be to God. I thank God for that beautiful anointed message on tonight sent by God. And I'm glad that the Lord took over and had his way. That's what we want. We want God to have his way. It's not about us. It's not about anyone down here. It's all about the Lord. So I am so happy. Or that is also a witness on what I brought forth and preached today. So
yes,
I thank God
for
the witness. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We need
Amen.
That love. We definitely need that love. She preached about the love. And you can't be messing with God's people because God is going to deliver his people. God is with his people. He's going to be there because he's a very present help in trouble.
In trouble.
Oh, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's what I preached about God being a very present help in trouble. And he'll
Amen.
Be there. He will surely deliver his people. It doesn't matter what kind of trouble it is, who brought the trouble. You might have done it yourself. But however, God will deliver. I
yes,
just
he
want
will.
To encourage Evangelist Cynthia to keep on letting the Lord have his way. I truly enjoy that message on tonight,
Amen.
And she brought
yes.
out so many beautiful points, and it's important to understand that when you touch God's people, when you touch God's anointed, you are touching
yes.
the apple of his eye, and you
don't
Amen. Want to mess with God. You don't want to get in trouble with God for things like that. So
Amen.
Whatever's wrong, you might be saying one thing out of your mouth and displaying a whole different definition of what really is going on. Because
yes.
don't listen to the words that you hear that come out of people's mouth. Pay attention
Amen.
To their attitude. Pay attention to their demeanor. Pay close attention because they're going to tell you just how they feel about you, whether they
yes.
love you or whether they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And like
Amen.
You said, you know, the love doesn't feel like that. You can tell when it's true love. Praise be to God.
Amen.
So I thank God once again for this word on tonight. And I want to encourage you to take this word of God in and let God fix it for you. Let God work on you. It doesn't matter who you are. And what's happening so many times, people are sitting up in church year in, year out, decade after decade, and their heart is getting harder and harder because they have things set up in their heart that they won't let go of. It takes root, and it's embedded in them, and it takes the power of Almighty God to deliver them from that, whatever they're carrying in their heart, because they can't get it out. It's going to take God to get that out. Maybe they want to love you. Maybe they want to do right, but they can't help themselves because something got in there and they did not shun it. They didn't let it go. And so now it's rooted and it's festered and grows. It just keeps on growing and it gets worse and worse. It's going to take the power of Almighty God. But let us pray. Let us continue in prayer because regardless of who it is, whether they're doing right or not, if they belong to God, you better leave them alone. Amen. I'm coming on in. But I thank God. I thank God for his word. God bless.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Amen.
I thank God for the word of God. Coming through Evangelist Cynthia and Evangelist Big Dolly, what more is there to say? She preached under the anointing.
Yes, she did.
The old time way. And like she said, we can say that we love people, but in act a completely different way. But we know when we have something in our hearts against people. We know when something's not right.
Right.
It's up to us to get that right. Because we want to go to heaven. Yeah, we want to, you know, praise the Lord and all that, and that's wonderful. But there are those little things that are going to keep us out of the kingdom of God because we won't forgive. Because we pride is just, I that woman. She preached, and
she did
completely good. And I know it was God because she said something that somebody said to me today, and I haven't spoken with her or with either of you. I just God is real and. Then, Cynthia, keep on letting the Lord have, I know you're going to, keep on letting the Lord have his way. Be very much encouraged to keep on preaching the word of God. He's with you. And
Amen.
May they'll thank God for you as well, and you keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. I thank the Lord for the word of God. I thank the Lord because we've been enjoying ourselves over here. I thank the Lord because I've just been feasting on the word of God. This is something that my soul has been longing for.
Yes.
To hear the word of God.
Yes.
And not the word of man.
Amen.
Evangelist Cynthia, you keep on preaching the word because I'm stirred up myself.
Amen.
I feel like dancing in here today.
Praise
God.
Yes.
Praise
Him.
Thank
you. Thank you. Glory be to God. Praise Him.
Evangelist Cynthia,
Keep preaching the word of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise him if you want to.
Thank you, Jesus.
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 Not at this time. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, we thank the Lord for this broadcast, and if that's all, we look to be back here again on Tuesday night. The Lord say the same. Lord's will, 7 p.m. We're going to say God bless you and good night.